Alright, time for another DoNotGuide.com video presentation. In the Google is Evil theme or something. Anyway, so this week, like last week, was kind of controlled by a few thoughts that I just couldn't get you. Once they went into the head, they couldn't kind of just fly out. Warbles on a lot. Cancer. Ooh. Hard to get it out of your head. This week, harassment, neighbors, government employee kind of thing, harassment. Lots of things to analogize it to. So another circumstance where, I had this before, where I'm 100% correct. I can prove it. And, the belligerent opponent is just ignorant and arrogant. And the fact is, when you win, that is, even no matter how you win, like, you don't even have to prove the case or make the argument, that somebody else makes the argument to them. The government just show up and say, scientifically, he's 100% correct, and here's the data. A NASA scientist shows up and says, yes, Gary's right. You don't win, because the person still resents you for being right and them being wrong. And you're the cause of them being wrong. Even though, no, they made the false accusation and you just countered it with the truth. And, now they're even more resentful. It's like if, let's say I did go to court and sued all these potty mouths who are slandering me, and I won, it would probably make them even more angry. if the judge told them, yeah, you went way too far, you played way too silly a game, it's very reckless, very dangerous, it's not the kind of thing you play with, it's like fire, do I have to give you a bunch of analogies where, yes, you can be mad and you can put up I hate you signs, but you can't post people's social security number or something. You can't be obnoxiously retarded in how you get your little petty good feeling about I threw a banana peel in front of them. So that kind of thing is happening. Now, I'd like to talk about it, but you can't really do that on the internet anymore because of these assholes who think they can take any piece of information that's pulled out of anything and pervert it and distort it into some kind of bullshit. So that's annoying because, I'd like to talk about it. So I'm sitting here trying to do thinking, physics and philosophy and all this stuff, but you have to do it in the context of your real life and your own emotions. So that's happening too, right? Because I'm an emotional human too. And, my visceral reaction is, how can I illegally shove my fist into their fucking nostrils? fuck these people. Who the fuck do they think they are? It's so obnoxious, so rude, so disgusting behavior. There's people who live here. In this diversahood, who think they can drive down their car, drive down the street with a car that has no muffler, and they're playing music louder than any music was ever played at, say, Woodstock. I mean, you literally could hear it miles away. And they think this is rational behavior. I mean, you're just like, what the fuck? I mean, is there a pit we could dig deep enough to let that car fall into? And we could all just dance and celebrate, do hula dances and have a great time. Because what the fuck can it, how can anything on earth be harmed, by the even hilariously ironic destruction of one of these people? Like, is there some way you could destroy them that would actually be, oh, that's just too much? No. I mean, they can't be set on fire in any way that could be cruel enough. You know, it's just a fact. I mean, they're just such scum to sit there and just, I'm going to impose, okay, on maybe 100,000 people in this obnoxiously useless way. I'm going to interrupt their conversations. I'm going to interrupt them. I was listening to the birds and I couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, all of that. They'll be walking down the sidewalk and all of a sudden it'd be like an earthquake. You know, even all the animals start scurrying because they don't, what the fuck's going on? So anyway, so in that context, I said something in some of their video and I pointed out how the DNA molecule is just creates exploitness. You know, that just creates machines that exploit. You know, it doesn't really create complexity on purpose or anything. The mechanism doesn't necessarily lead to complexity. It sort of, it tends to head for complexity over time just because it piles stuff on. It doesn't like subtract something and add something new. It does just kind of pile on, and that's almost a type of complexity is built into more structure. But you could argue that, you know, it's not that simple, because you could argue that something like an ant's brain is like a billion times more efficient than a human brain. You know, for the number of neurons and its size, it's doing something so much better, you know, in terms of functionality than a human brain. I mean, you know, it's actually millions of times smaller than our brain. You know, just an amazing amount of functionality. Or a wasp, you know, it flies, it builds a nest, it does, you know, huge amount of programming, huge amount of functionality built into these little tiny insects. You know, and ours is almost laughable by comparison, you know, by mass. By mass and function, you know, we suck. So we're, yes, we're more complicated, we have more, but we have in some ways so much less functionality for the amount of matter we're using. There's so much more fat and crap, waste in our engineering. But the real point was is that it's a molecule that tends to create just things that are opportunistic, that just take advantage of something that can be exploited, something to be parasited on. It's just about stealing energy, frankly, for the most organisms are, well, let's not even say most, let's just say half of the biosphere is made out of organisms that are completely engineered to steal energy. You know, so they're not the energy makers, you know, they're not the ones collecting sunlight or collecting heat or collecting energy in some non-animal form. They're the predators, okay. And they're just exploiting, okay, the fact that other things have done all the hard work, and they just steal it. And so, you know, this is the dynamic that built us. Is it, you know, a molecule that's just saying, find something to exploit. Take. You know, and that's it. They're just thieves. You know, that's what it makes. So that slides back to what might be kind of it's Sunday, don't want to sound like I'm speaking a sermon, you know, but it is kind of a, you know, in my opinion, it's you know, the whole crux of the story of understanding what it is to be human is to understand this process you go through where you recognize that your brain is just scheming. And that 99% of what it's doing is not really honorable or decent or fair or good. It's really sucks, okay? That your nature, all right, isn't evaluating correctly. It isn't seeing the world the way it should be seeing it. It isn't seeing it as it is. It's seeing it as it's advantageous for its consumption. So yes, I mean, I went through my youth finding some excuse for picking the bones of other animals, you know, and pulling their flesh off the bones and going, yummy, You know, I made excuses for that because I didn't know any better. Nobody told me any better, let's say, or I wasn't informed better. People who didn't do that were somehow queer and, weirdos. Hilarious, really, that I could be that duped, especially when I had such a passion for caring for animals. I mean, I buried roadkill, I tended broken animals. People would bring me a broken, bird with a broken wing and say, hey, fix it, Gary. I couldn't fix it. All I could do was, try to help it die without being harassed. My nickname was Nature Boy, blah, 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 blah. Tarzan. Anyway, so you learn by living. You're supposed to, anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry, don't want to surprise you, but yes, you're supposed to be learning through the process of living your life. Oh, it's hilarious. But anyway, so, there was a point in my life where there was a period in my life from, say, whatever, 9 to 13, where I did realize my whole life was a pile of shit. It was stupid. Everything was stupid. Everything was bullshit. The culture was bullshit. My parents were full of shit. Everything was full of shit. All the themes and memes and all the ambitions and all the bullshit is all bullshit. The corporations were bullshit. Everything was bullshit. And then I realized I was bullshit because I was being honest with myself that I desired things and I almost didn't care, if I cheated a little to get them. And I really didn't have any concern that if I bought the last thing on the shelf, that somebody else couldn't have it. So if I went to the store and there was a big sale and I took the last one off the shelf, the fact is somebody else was going to take that last one off the shelf. And there was going to be some other kid. And maybe he would have done more with that chemistry set or that little train set or whatever it was. Now, maybe he would have done less with it. But I started thinking about the more part and how every time I took advantage of a circumstance, I was changing the circumstances for all this. I was changing the world. And that was a little daunting. And it especially broke me in my understanding of what I had as expectations for my future wife. Okay, because all I was developed in thinking, I want her. She's pretty. Ooh, how can I sneak my way into her heart? What can I do to, And this is what everybody does, right? They sort of gild lilies and they lie and they cheat to try to make themselves, seem like more than they are or something like that. It's like the classic personal ad, where it's just all a pile of shit. And I was like, I couldn't do that as much, let's just say. And I still don't do it as much, but I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody. I'm not trying to say blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, once you understand that your obligation really isn't just to make you happy, your obligation is to do that without taking it from somebody else, without stealing somebody else's happiness. And that's just a fact. And so, so it was kind of daunting when you start, thinking about it and you start, oh shit, you mean my real obligation? So I see a pretty girl and my real obligation is to try to find Mr. Right for her? Because I know there's somebody better than me, right? I'm not perfect and I'm not all these things. So shit, it seems kind of obvious I can find a guy who's, better endowed in all ways, cuter and prettier and blah, 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 and, has better habits. And maybe he just needs a little bit of modifying. Always a sports nut. So maybe we can get him to be interested in something else because he's not stupid. He's just wasted a bunch of time, kicking footballs or something. So all you gotta do is bend him a little bit and you could turn him into a really good human being. and a perfect little husband and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm just saying these were thoughts, you know, as a teenager that don't do you much good. You know, you're just, it's going to, you know, make it very difficult for you to play the game, because nowhere is the game made to be you'll win by doing the right thing. No, you'll win because, you know, the only way you can win is you have to be just as, you have to be as aggressive and exploitonist as everybody else, or you're going to lose. So that was, you know, I became resigned to a kind of, oh, my life is just not going to work out. So I was pretty sure of that. Never figured I'd live past 30, 25 even. Because that can, yeah, there's no territory here. There's no walking park. There's no place to go where there isn't ambulances and sirens and, you know, in the real context, it's a disaster area. And there's not going to be any picnic ground here. You know, this is, you're not going to have this picnic because there's all kinds of crap going on that just refuses, is not going to mentally allow picnic thoughts. You're just not going to be allowed to wallow in it or revel in it, because you'll see the blinking lights and you'll hear the woo 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 woo, and yeah, you know, and it's just not, it's going to be too distracting. So I've used similar metaphors, like, you know, I've pointed out, like, you know, you know, what if, you know, they passed a law that allowed people to, you know, throw babies into a fireplace, you know, or something, a fire pit in their backyard, or Jews, or any, you know, you can use anything. Could you really just go on with your silly, stupid life on your deck? You know, your neighbor is, you know, throwing kittens into spikes, you know, or something. Yeah, you're just going to sit on your deck and have a barbecue. Yeah, bullshit. So, it's, you know, it really does just fuck your life when you become a human being that recognizes that we're way too wasteful and there's way too much horror and harm and there's way too much injustice. I mean, way too much. Absolute bullshit. Crooked, conniving cops, you know, trying to, you know, again, trying to exploit, you know, just trying to, you know, coerce women into having sex with them by threatening to find their tires too not round enough. You know, I'll write an appearance ticket that your tires aren't round enough. Oh, you're going, you're traveling to California and you'll have to come back here to see the judge in 4 days? Ha ha ha. Sleep with me or else. I mean, some kind of crap like that. And you're just like, what the fuck? We can't, again, we can't make a pit and, you know, get, let deserve have something to do with it and just get rid of all this scum. You know. We can't put that on the ballot. Let's build a scumbag pit and start throwing things in it. Because what? We don't think we can tell the difference? We think because if we make such a pit, we're just going to throw Jews in it or black people in it or something? Is that the silly argument? We can't handle it? Yeah, I think we can. I think you can tell the difference. But apparently now they can't, because now every time there's a disproportion of any kind of stupidity in any group of people, you know, somehow that means the system's bigoted against. No, it isn't. It's just dealing with the facts. You know, that there's certain correlations, and they don't have anything to do with them being Jewish. They just have to be do with the fact that they go to college more often. You know, it's not, you know, Jews aren't genetically smarter or something. It's they just happen to go to college. You know, come on. This isn't too hard to figure out. Oh. So anyway, I'll take a pause here and try to get back to the subject, which is, you know, it just makes it, so it's just so difficult because, so I'm in a circumstance where them is fighting words, right? I mean, somebody has aggressively trespassed against me, and now I'm supposed to say, well, how do I react? know, what can I do? Because if I win, I lose. Certainly if I lose, I lose. You know, what are the options? You know, what's the proper resolution? And do I have no, you know, am I to think I have no, so little value that I can, you know, just endure this picking? You know, that these things can steal my bits of my soul, in a sense, and I can't ever fight back? Oh, because that won't help. Yeah, but it'll make me feel better. That's a little bit of a help. You know, because yes, I have the thoughts. I'm just saying, well, where can I throw a banana peel? You know, where can I, you know, so these people get what they deserve? Because they deserve it. They, you know, they've earned misfortune. Because they've recklessly and insanely and selfishly and for no good reason and for whatever have put, you know, have attacked my security and banana peeled me as a laugh. You know, just throw them over my shoulder for fun. No, fuck you. You know. So anyway, I'll be back. I think about it. But yeah, resolution is hard to find. Resolution that says anything but give me another, you know, a kind of a sense of failure. Like, shit. There's just no way to win here. Alright, so I'm sort of getting to the point that, yes, human beings are all scum, and there's nothing about them to reclimate or support or defend. The human race has failed dismally. It's just an ugly, sloppy pile of crap. These are cruddy little silly animals. They have nothing good going on in their brains. They're getting dumber and dumber. Idiocracy is here, for fuck's sake. I had no idea, really. I mean, I did live in kind of a sheltered world. I knew it was all okay. It was very white, and it was very undiverse, and it was very uninviting. I mean, there weren't a whole lot of Statue of Liberty huddled masses in the community. But I didn't think they were all that bad, you know. I didn't think they were... I mean, I knew they'd be a little dirtier and a little, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But I didn't think they were stinking creeps. And, yeah, that's what I've learned, frankly. That they're all conniving, slimy, rude, fucking pieces of shit. You know, but so, you know, just so obnoxious. So, you know, where I lived, people would never have a party and play music that you could hear a mile away. I mean, it never happened. Ever. All right. I mean, nobody drove down the street, you know, with their radio blaring and blah, blah, blah. Nobody did this shit. Okay. I mean, everybody was civilized. They minded their own business. Okay. They tried to impose on others as infrequently as possible. Yeah, that kind of thing. Even before there was a law against it, they were cleaning up after their pets. You know, that kind of, or they would at least, you know, roll it off the sidewalk. You know, so now I'm seeing a whole different world. Okay, you know, and it's just desserts or whatever. And, you know, it's like they all do it. They're all somehow are in this club that says, yes, we're all going to have a party a couple of times a year and we'll be obnoxiously loud for the whole day. So half the day on the weekend, it'll be fucked because we're going to control. We're going to have 600 cars on the street and we're going to make so much fucking noise that you won't be able to even have, you know, you can't do anything in your yard. Forget it. You have to hide in your house with the TV turned up or something. We'll make it that bad. So it was a little gratifying because yesterday somebody did that. And the neighbor, I saw them actually walk out of their house and walk over. And I saw them tentatively walk up the steps, you know, because you could just see there was something going on. And yeah, they told the assholes to turn it the fuck down. But you're saying, who's at these parties? this is all the other, this is the regular people. You all go to these fucking moronic parties. You engage in them. You know, you participate in this obnoxious behavior. I don't see any of the party goers saying, no, fuck you, I'm not going to your party because you play the music so fucking loud, I might as well just pull my brain out and show up to your party without my brain in my head because there's no point in having a fucking brain, all right, going to one of these stupid moronic parties. You're all like 14-year-olds going to a concert saying how cool it all is to be smashed, crowded, all kinds of stink going on, and the music is all tinny and crappy. And you're going, wow, it's great because it's so fucking loud. See, that one I just never got. I went to two concerts, and I wanted to vomit. It was disgusting. There was absolutely nothing about it I could find any... I couldn't find a grain of utility in this activity. It's like going to a professional sports event. What the fuck for? I mean, unless you have, whatever, 10th row seats, it's a waste of your fucking day. I just don't get you. That's such a huge part of this whole thing. I don't get you people. I don't understand a fucking thing you're doing. I understand chimpanzees. I understand baboons. I can understand so many creatures on this planet. I can see what his advantage is. I can see why he's doing that. Yes, makes sense. I can even understand why, you know, birds are, you know, picking at a piece of plastic, trying to build a nest out of it because it's really cool material or something. Yeah, I can understand all that shit. I'm trying to think of the ones I don't understand. There are some animals. What the fuck are they doing? It seems so wasteful. Seems like just so much work for little return. I'm sure there are some. But yeah, I don't get people. I don't get any. I don't get you people. You're obnoxious. You're rude. You're make idiotic and inane hard counter arguments. You have no fucking intelligence. You have no qualifications, yet you have opinions. You stand for nothing. You defend nothing with any kind of integrity. You don't care how you get out of the crime, and you don't care, you know, how much the cops cheat to put somebody else in jail. You don't care about anything decent or nice. Just disgusting. Okay. So, so where to go from there? So I don't even need intelligent arguments for me personally. I don't need somebody to explain to me how, yes, your life is just psychology, you're just addicted to telling a fable. That's the natural design, is to keep you interested, keep you fighting. It's created in you this addictive cycle, of just give me one more day and I'm going to win. Give me one more day and I'm going to win. Give me one more day and I'm going to win. You know, kind of notion in your head. You can't let go of it. You know, you just can't let go. The smell keeps saying, come to me. You keep chasing this storytelling. That's all psychology. It's all bullshit. And the jeopardy is huge. You fall into the reality pit, and you're going to get ground up by the cancer, and you're going to get ground up by all this shit that's going to just grind you up and tear you to shreds. You're going to watch everything you care about tortured. It's going to be horrible. Anyway, I don't need all those logical arguments. Viscerally, this fucking place stinks. I mean, every bit of almost having to interact with other humans sucks. So yeah, I don't even need evidence. Because it's in every single almost interaction. The conniving, the scheming, the cheating, the bad faith, the unfriendliness, the insincerity. Eugh, disgusting. Alright. Yeah. It's exploitonist all the way down. I'm not talking, you know. Yes, there's whatever, 3% of the humans who like me, get it. You know, but the rest, fuck, so goddamn stupid. All right, so sort of getting back to where I started with this thing, you know, a little incident. It involves a government employee. And yes, I'm going to prove him wrong, okay? And, you know, but what am I going to get if I do that? And if I threaten to really prove him wrong, I mean, you know, like take it to higher and higher authority and have some higher authority point out, you can't do that, retard. You know, you're a complete imbecile. You didn't even research this. You're just totally wrong. You know, and the higher the authority I get to humiliate him, you know, to say, you are wrong, you didn't do your job right, you suck, maybe you should be fired because you're so fucking incompetent. You know, the more I prove him wrong, the more likely is he's going to retain power and he's going to try to sabotage me. The more likely it is he's going to try to ruin my life. And it's sort of like the trolls, right? I mean, these, you know, at least half the trolls, maybe more, were great supporters of Edmendum, right? Oh, yeah, they were really good. That's how they know everything about me. It's because they watched my videos for years. And somewhere I offended them deeply, you know, because I insulted their foreskin. And now they have to destroy me because I insulted the sacred foreskin. So apparently their whole penis is made out of foreskin, you know. But there's people like that, you know. And so I'm insulting half of their penis, for fuck's sake. I can't stand it. You know, some kind of bullshit. And now they're just looking for some way to tear him down. You know. I mean, so there really is just no way to win. I mean, it doesn't matter how good your argument is. If it, you know, it just matters that these psychos, okay, they're just reactionary, just emotional, reactionary, ignorant, dupey little turds. And this is all they can do with their life is, you know, how can I engineer the perfect banana peel? You know, and get it onto the right sidewalk. You know, this is their brain, all right, and there's so many. You know, that this is all they live for. This is all people live for, is this kind of bullshit. You know, is to, you know, the whole, even the reason why they go to these parties, right? You know, this silly shit, you know, parties for a three-year-old. Why are people going? Oh, well, I'll get some free beer and I might get some trinkets and, you know, they just, you know, and, oh, yeah, well, if I go to their party, then they'll, you know, help me out in this. And if I do, you know, it's all this, you know, bullshit. All this engineering something to exploit, you know, that's all. Their eyes are just saying, what can I exploit today? Blink, blink. What's available for exploitation today? And this is shit, people. Oh, yeah, let's make more of these. Yes. Reproduce as you like. You know, make more of these things. And I haven't even got into all the, you know, the physical slop. I mean, people with obviously shit genetics, you know, with this expectation. Well, no, I'm going to give birth to a healthy person. You know, no, you're not. Oh, God. This is so fucking dumb. So it's a dilemma because, you know, how do you win? I mean, you're almost better off saying, go ahead, pull some of my fur out. You know, I just live my life having these things pick my fur off. You know, steal as much of my liberty and my freedom and my rights. You know, because fighting them just brings on more of them. You know, it just stirs the nest of nasty, thieving hornets. Yeah, so that part sucks too. So there was some other point I wanted to make, so I'll think about that. Shit. But it does suck. Yeah, that's my sermon. Boy, it does suck. All right, so I was thinking about the hypocrisy and the critics, and my critics would, if they had any integrity or any consistency or honesty, the implications of their philosophical perspective is that anybody who finds the words young girl interesting would be persecuted as a pedophile. So, and all pictures on the internet of girls, say under 25 or something, or 35, who knows what their age of appropriate attractiveness is. Maybe it's 65, who knows. They'd all be banned from the internet. because that's exploitation. I mean, their hypocrisy is just so glaring, what they're against. So there's been a couple of movies made that are just, that sort of get to something. Now, you could say Natural Born Killers was just so gratuitously violent and ugly that it almost shouldn't be seen just because of its grotesqueness in terms of the nihilism, you could say, or something. And then there was that God Bless America, I think it was, the one with the Murray guy. Anyway, Bill Murray, Bob Murray, whatever his name is. I mean, it's almost like, I'm sure they would want, my critics would want that movie banned, okay? Because, yeah, clearly it's saying, yeah, just shoot these fuckers. So, this is what they're catching me on, is that in a few stick cam rooms, I've said things like, yay, we should shoot jaywalkers. Something like that. And they're just exploiting that impulse statement where it's just, oh, come on, isn't this past enough? How many straws does this camelback have to take? What, we can't have 15 strikes or 35 strikes? I mean, we have criminals now still committing crimes, and they have a record of 65 previous offenses. Some sort of nonsense like that. And what is the argument in defense? Is there any argument that can be made that anybody should be allowed that many strikes? And it's offensive to even say three. Oh, three strikes and you're out. You're done for life. Okay, you're going to whatever shithole island. You're going to some place. Okay, we won't overtly kill you. We give you some opportunity to grow potatoes or something. But fuck you, you're not interacting with civilized people anymore, but you're not civilized. So go beat the shit out of each other. But fuck you, you're too expensive, too annoying, too hostile, too dangerous, too destructive, too everything. Fuck you! Now the fact that I would say that, they think should be banned off the internet. Nobody should be intolerant of the completely wasteful, insanely, grotesquely malicious, pointless lunatics who just stab people on buses. Why the fuck should somebody think those people should be disposed of? Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, right. I mean, it's so stupid. But all of us can understand, the psychology stories of, oh shit, we should do something to prevent people from falling down. Another movie that almost they should say would be banned. Because nobody's allowed to fall down. Nobody's allowed to say, fuck you, I'm done with this bullshit, okay? You can aggrieve me so many times. And yeah, it's fuck you time, okay? Road rage, whatever you want to call it. This is all understandable psychology. That you're just creating the monsters. They weren't natively monstrous. It wasn't their fault. Okay, they didn't make themselves your exploitness target. Okay, so you keep having kids you take no responsibility for. They are a little bit insane or broken, and you don't do anything to help or fix or anything. Even the rich do this. They abandon their own children to say, fuck you. This is the world you fucking endorsed. People who can't take any responsibility to care for their own kids. This is the license you're giving. You're creating the problem. You're not protecting the world from anything. You're not securing the future. You're destroying it, with your placating mamby-pamby bullshit, you know, playing some silly sympathy card. Fuck. All right. So where to take that statement? So I'm just saying, you know, yeah. So I mean, you have these thoughts and you're just like, it happens to me. And I'm saying, well, I'm starting to have God bless America thoughts, you know, like, oh, you know, fuck you. But I know you can't, there's no point. Can't win that way. You can't win any other way. And all you really are saying is, how can I minimize my losses? And that's a tragedy, that we have to live our lives just saying, how can I minimize my losses? I mean, that should be a definition right there of human failure. That you are provoking in the minds of human beings the sensation, the feelings, the attitude, how can I just minimize my losses? How can I get off this rickety hell ride, you know, without losing limbs? You know, that's not what people should be thinking. You shouldn't have created a civilization so bad that people are trying to run to the exits. You know. You're proud of that? You think there's something to, oh yeah, let's continue the fucking Holocaust. You're the Holocaust deniers. You're the Holocaust creators, and then you deny the Holocaust you create. Evil fuckers. It's all. Alright, so maybe that'll be enough. Maybe I'll just leave it there. It's enough. Whatever this is. Words for thought. You know. Phrases for thought, memes for thought, triggers for thought. I've triggered you, no doubt, a little bit. There has to be some trigger in there somewhere, you know. Something that provokes you to have a thought. Maybe. I don't, you know, what am I, my expectations are way too high. You know, in terms of people even understanding what words even mean anymore. So anyway. So all there is endeavoring to persevere, to try to explain that, you know, this isn't good. This whole thing we're playing is just really stupid. I mean, look at your own desk. Look at your own life. Look at the bullshit on your wall. Look at the nonsense. Look at your robotic behavior. Look at how fucking mechanically putrid your stupid life is. And recognize, why do this over and 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 over again? Come on. You're not winning. You're leaking precious oil. Yeah. And it's just creating an endless, you know, fire of doom. Let's put the fire out. Alright, anyway. And it's really easy. You just have to quit saying yes. And just say no. Yeah, that's all you have to do. Be a knower instead of a yeser. Oh, shit. Alright. So, yeah, this has been a Do Not God video presentation. To who knows, you know, presented for what function or purpose, you know, because there's, you know, frankly, not enough audience to make a difference. And there's not enough neural activity for most people that's capable of logical sequencing. They can't put anything in logical categories. Arrange any facts in any kind of logical way. All they can do is be triggered. Triggered, 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 I'm triggered, triggered. To defend shit. Alright, anyway. Yeah, so that's enough. I'll get the hell out of here. Try again. During the week. I'll try, you know. I gotta do, you know. it's just so, just like I said, life, and you get older, it gets harder and harder, and it gets more and more clutter, and there's more complications, and there's more shit happening, and it's just, you know, just annoying. So, till the next time, whenever the fuck that'll be, and such, and so forth, and whatnot. Yeah. So, remember, Google's evil. Can't even fix that. I mean, you got the indexer of the internet is being run by a company that's 99.999999999% oriented to selling products. All of its profits, all of its money, all of its industry, all of its motivation is selling products. And you're letting it control what you can see on the internet. That's really fucking stupid. See, I'm pointing it out in a way that's supposed to make you, oh, he's pointing out how stupid we are. And that's going to be your reaction, right? You're just going to say, oh yeah, I am really stupid. No, instead you're going to say, I'm going to throw a banana peel in front of his house. He called me stupid. Yeah, he did. Because you are. You're cliche, stupid, dupey, borgish morons to keep defending shit.